The following message is brought to you by Mark Riccobono, President, National Federation of the Blind. Live the life you want.
Greetings, fellow Federationists. Today is Friday, October 3, 2014, and this is presidential release number 432. We are now about halfway through our 75 days of action in the National Federation of the Blind, and I have been inspired by the energy, imagination, and excitement, engagement that is happening all across the country from members thinking about and acting on building the Federation in our local communities. It truly is inspiring, and it has given me a lot of new ideas about things we can do going forward to build our organization. During the last month, we have had many of our presidents and treasurers from affiliates and national divisions here at the NFB Jernigan Institute in what we called the Leaders and Ledgers Seminars. And again, we had some great discussions about building leadership within the National Federation of the Blind and strengthening our organization going forward. So I have been inspired by the work that's going on, and I urge us to keep it up. We have still many days to go in our 75 days of action. This being October, we know that it is also National Federation of the Blind Meet the Blind Month, and our local chapter members will be out in the community demonstrating the capacity of blind people and celebrating our work and teaching the general public about the work of the National Federation of the Blind. I urge you to share that work across the country by sharing it in social media and in other venues. You can add information to the NFB Facebook timeline. You can also search for activities and updates about Meet the Blind Month using the hashtag NFBMTBM14. And if you're tweeting about activities of the Federation, or for that matter, posting it to Facebook, you should use that hashtag to tag those updates so others can track them. And of course, you can follow the NFB on Twitter at NFB_voice to keep up to date on all of the Meet the Blind Month activities and some of the new nifty things that we're doing at the local level to build our organization. Speaking of that, we continue to roll out our new logo and our branding across the country. Our affiliates are receiving new banners to promote our work. Every affiliate's getting a National Federation of the Blind of whatever state banner and some other materials. We've had some requests for chapters to create banners. We're really urging chapters to utilize the logo of your affiliate, because of course chapters are part of our local affiliates, and we need to promote the affiliate name when we're out in the community. So we're making those files available. We just simply don't have the bandwidth really to be creating logos for every chapter, and it really would make the brand very complicated. So we're urging chapters, use your affiliate logo. And if you're doing a print brochure or something, you can use the affiliate logo with your chapter name nearby. But we need to promote the logo of the affiliates because it is very reflective and close to our national logo. Let's continue to get the new logo out there and continue to promote the brand of the National Federation of the Blind. You know that Future Reflections is our publication for parents and educators of blind children. We're currently vetting our list to make sure that everybody that is receiving Future Reflections really does want to be on the list, does want to continue to receive that publication. If you do want to receive the publication, which you know we provide either in print or in audio format, you should be sure to let us know, opt in to continuing to receive it so that you will. You can let us know that you want to receive Future Reflections by calling the national office 410 859-9314 and leaving a message at extension 2344. Or you can send an email to nfbpublications@nfb.org. You can also, of course, send us a letter here at the National Office via snail mail at 200 East Wells Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. If you want the Future Reflections publication, it's a great publication. I urge you to read it. But if, for whatever reason, you don't want to continue receiving it, we want to make sure that we're not needlessly sending it out to folks who don't want to read it. Of course, you can also get the Future Reflections publication on the NFB website and via podcast on iTunes. On September 8th, our National Association of Blind Merchants had a very exciting press conference with the Hadley School for the Blind to announce a new collaborative partnership between our division and the Hadley School to promote advanced training for those seeking to be part of the Randolph-Shepard program. This new national online training and certification for candidates seeking licensure under the Randolph-Shepard program will truly help to move training for the Randolph-Shepard program into the 21st century and will combine the experience of the National Federation of the Blind, our tremendous team of business leaders in the National Association of Blind Merchants, and the skills and expertise of the folks at the Hadley School. On September 8th, there was a press conference at the Hadley School, and the Hadley School Executive Director, Chuck Young, along with the president of our division, Nikki Gaiko, signed the agreement and really have launched an exciting new era of training that we're providing through the expertise of the National Federation of the Blind. You can learn more about that effort, if you're interested in it, by contacting Kevin Worley. You can reach Kevin Worley via email at kevinworley@blindmerchants.org. That's KevanWorley at blindmerchants.org. Or you can place a telephone call to 866-543-6808. Let's help promote this new training opportunity. We need to continue to collect the stories of how the National Federation of the Blind has impacted our lives and how the Federation has made a difference to us. As you come across these stories and chapter meetings, or you may have stories, of course, from your own experience, please take a moment to write a paragraph or two, a short statement of really the real impact that our work has. Please send them in to the Office of the President. You can email officeofthepresident@nfb.org. These stories are very helpful to us on many levels. They're especially helpful as we send out communications to donors to tell them the real practical and on-the-ground ways that our work makes a difference in helping blind people live the lives they want. Please take a moment to write them down, your sound bites or other pieces of the story that you have heard from others at chapter meetings or ways that you have helped and you know others have been helped, so we can use those in our efforts to outreach to the general public. We continue to do our advocacy and legislative work, and in the last month, we have had a lot of work on our TEACH Act. The American Council on Education, as you know, came out against our legislation, and I have opened communications with the president of the American Council on Education. I want our members to know that while we continue to have very high-level discussions with leaders in higher education about the TEACH Act, what it does and what it does not claim to do, there is a real need for us to do outreach at the local level. The reality is there is a misunderstanding in higher education about the TEACH Act and a real disconnect between the experience that blind students are having, the barriers that blind students are facing in our universities, and what the higher education lobby is saying about those barriers. We need to find leaders in universities and colleges, and community colleges and Ivy League schools, the whole range, who are willing to sign on to support this legislation because they understand the real impact on students with disabilities. And we need our students to speak out, to share their stories, to write their stories, so that we can continue to promote this important legislation. I'll be meeting with leaders of the American Council on Education and many other higher ed lobbying organizations next week to help get them to understand the real practical on-the-ground impact that students are facing and why their point of view about our legislation is just, it's wrong. It's discriminatory, and it is hurting students who are blind. But we need to support our students, and we need to activate our students at the grassroots level. If you know people who are very high in universities and colleges, please try to get them to support a letter, write a letter in support of our TEACH Act. During the last month, we've had some very exciting activities around mobile applications. The most exciting of those was the long-awaited release of the Kurzweil National Federation of the Blind Reader mobile application for iOS. It came out a number of weeks ago, and it has been selling like crazy. Blind people have been using it to read all sorts of material. It is providing tremendous access to information. I have been using the application in all sorts of ways and just have been delighted with the type of almost instantaneous access to printed information that it's providing. And this is just the beginning of what we can do with this exciting new reading application on our iOS devices. I'd encourage you at local chapter meetings to show it off, help people to know about it, and let's find ways for blind people to get this on their devices. It's $99, which for the technology you're getting is very reasonable, but we know that there are many blind people that can't yet afford it, so let's find ways to get this application to blind people. It really, truly will help us live the lives we want. Our National Association of Guide Dog Users has also released an exciting new application for the iOS system and soon for Android that will give access to the relevant state laws and federal laws around how blind people can get around and have access, particularly with their guide dogs or service animals. I asked Marianne Guizdala, president of our guide dog division, to put together a little overview of the mobile application, and he did such a great job. It's a short 6-minute overview. What I decided to do is put it at the end of this presidential release. You can either play it right now after the release is over, or maybe as a separate little segment later in your chapter meeting. I thought it was so well done, so concise, that I would just put it at the end of the release. So thanks very much to Marianne and to the leaders in our National Federation of the Blind Guide Dog Division for your leadership in making sure that blind people have access to all of the laws across the land, both federal and state and local, that promote access to spaces with service animals and really also with the long white cane. I've been fascinated to look at some of the laws here in Maryland and to have them right here on my mobile device where I didn't have ready access to them before. That's some of the news from around the Federation, and I also want to share some of the news from the Federation family. Not all of it necessarily good news. We have had some illnesses and deaths within the Federation that I know of in the last month. Dwayne Iverson, who has served as president of our North Dakota affiliate, his mother died actually very, very shortly before the North Dakota convention last month. So you should keep Dwayne and his family in your thoughts and prayers. Bill Meeker, who has served as a leader in the National Federation of the Blind of Wisconsin, is a good friend of mine. He served on the board in the Wisconsin affiliate when I was president there. He was hit by a car last month and has sustained a number of injuries, including a head injury. His wife, Cheryl, who is also a leader in our affiliate there, has been sending some updates across the Federation, but I want you to keep Bill Meeker, his wife, Cheryl, and his son, Christopher, and their whole family in your thoughts and prayers. They are truly leaders in the Federation. It's going to be a long road of recovery for Bill, and they'll continue to need our support. Donald Capps of South Carolina would like to give us the joyous news of congratulations to Frank Koppel, who is first vice president of the NFB of South Carolina. He is, for the second time over, a grandfather. His daughter had a little baby girl earlier this week, actually. So we should congratulate the Koppel family on having a joyous new bundle to bring to the family and to the Federation family. While we're sharing Federation family news, we should also note that we have a number of new affiliate presidents, being that this is the fall convention season. We have a new president in North Carolina, in North Dakota, and in the state of Wyoming. So as we bring new leaders into the Federation, we should congratulate them. We should also support them as they grow into their leadership roles in those affiliates and through our national organization. That's some of the news that I wanted to share with you about our Federation family and the tremendous work that we're doing. We do have a busy Meet the Blind month ahead. We have a Train the Trainers seminar coming up, and we have a bunch of preschool kids from Baltimore coming to visit the NFB Jernigan Institute and to learn about blindness. There are a whole bunch of activities, including many, many, many affiliate state conventions coming up this month. Before we close this month's release, it would not be right to not offer some of the customary endings. And this month we have some from some young members in our Louisiana affiliate. I'll leave those with you. I'll also remind you that the work that we do is very important, and I appreciate all the sharing that you continue to do with me as our national president, and I invite you to continue to do that by sending emails to Office of the President or calling me at our national office. Thank you for all you do. Let's go build the Federation.
My name's Austin Guillory.
My name's Phelan Guillory.
We're from Louisiana, NFB, North Central Chapter.
What do you call witches at the beach?
I don't know.
Sandwiches. How do you make a skeleton laugh?
How?
Tickle his funny bone.
How can you tell a crocodile is overweight?
How?
He keeps on breaking his scales.
What do you get when you cross a vampire and a snowman?
What do you get?
A frostbite.
The preceding message was brought to you by Mark Riccobono, President, National Federation of the Blind, 200 East Well Street at Jernigan Place, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230, www.nfb.org.
President Riccobono, I want to thank you for giving me the opportunity to share information on the presidential release about the NAGDU Guide and Service Dog Information and Advocacy Mobile App. This app grew out of the NAGDU Information and Advocacy Hotline. Last year, the NAGDU Information and Advocacy Hotline fielded nearly 1,100 calls from individuals seeking information about the rights and responsibilities of guide and service dog users. We wanted to have an app because up until now, there was no single source for all of the laws of the United States concerning access to disabled people with their service dogs. So now individuals can have all of the state and federal laws concerning access with service animals in their pocket. I could tell you all about the app, but I think the best thing to do is to let the app literally speak for itself. So the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to open the NAGDU app.
NAGDU. Categories. Heading.
As you open up the app, the first thing you get are categories. The first category is
general guidance.
And this provides you general guidance about
hotels, restaurants, hospitals and healthcare facilities, taxi cabs, service animals and places of business.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to open up the first category, which is entitled hotels.
Hotels. This information concerns the protections afforded to individuals accompanied by service animals under federal law. Most states have statutes that offer greater protections, including criminal remedies for violations. Please consult the state law section of this app for more information about the state laws that may apply in a specific geographic area.
And we'll get to the state laws later in this demonstration.
The Americans with Disabilities Act, ADA, considers an inn, hotel, motel, or other place of lodging, except for an establishment located within a building that contains not more than 5 rooms for rent or hire and that is actually occupied by the proprietor of such establishment as the residence of such proprietor of place of public accommodation. 42 U.S.C. 12,181, 7a. Lodging establishments may not require documentation for the service animal, 28 CFR section 36.302, c, 6, or charge pet deposits or other fees because of the presence of the service animal, but may charge the individual for any damage caused by a service animal if it is their policy to charge other guests for damages they cause, 28 CFR section 36.302, c, 8.
In addition to guidance for specific industries, there is also general information.
The Americans with Disabilities Act, 28 CFR Part 35.104 and 28 CFR Part 36.104. Service animal means any dog that is individually trained to do work or perform tasks for the benefit of an individual with a disability, including a physical, sensory, psychiatric, intellectual, or other mental disability. Other species of animals, whether wild or domestic, trained or untrained, are not service animals for the purposes of this definition. The work or tasks performed by a service animal must be directly related to the individual's disability. Examples of work or tasks include, but are not limited to, assisting individuals who are blind or have low vision with navigation and other tasks, alerting individuals who are deaf or hard of hearing to the presence of people or sounds, providing nonviolent protection or rescue work, pulling a wheelchair, assisting an individual during a seizure, alerting individuals to the presence of allergens, retrieving items such as medicine or the telephone, providing physical support and assistance with balance and stability to individuals with mobility disabilities, and helping persons with psychiatric and neurological disabilities by preventing or interrupting impulsive or destructive behaviors.
This app also provides information about
state laws.
And the laws of every state and the District of Columbia are currently contained within the app, and in future versions, the laws of the other territories will be included as well. Go into state laws. You can go to a particular state. So I'm in Florida.
Georgia. Florida.
I can open up Florida's law.
An individual with a disability is entitled to full and equal accommodations, advantages, facilities, and privileges in all public accommodations. An individual with a disability has the right to be accompanied by a service animal in all areas of the public accommodation that the public or customers are normally permitted to occupy. Any person, firm, or corporation, or the agent of any person, firm, or corporation, who denies or interferes with admittance to, or enjoyment of, a public accommodation or otherwise interferes with the rights of an individual with a disability or the trainer of a service animal while engaged in the training of such an animal pursuant to subsection 8, commits a misdemeanor of the second degree.
And if anybody faces significant challenges that they're not able to resolve themselves, they also have the option through the app to
call the NAGDU hotline.
So we're going to call the NAGDU hotline.
Call button.
And through the NAGDU information and advocacy hotline, you have the opportunity to
have an urgent concern and need immediate assistance from a trained advocate, press 0 at any time.
And if the issue isn't urgent, but you'd like to get in touch with us, you can also
email us
through the app. Would you like more information about NAGDU?
About NAGDU.
That's available too. What about information
about the NFB?
Or do you just want to
visit NAGDU on the web?
So I encourage everybody to download the NAGDU app. You can go to the App Store and search for NAGDU, and it will come up. This app will soon be available for Android as well. So watch your inbox for more information from NFBNet and the National Association of Guide Dog Users. Once again, thank you so much, President Riccobono, for giving me the opportunity to share this information with our members on the presidential release.